We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is National Invasive Species Awareness Week, the week-long effort designed to raise awareness of the threats posed by invasive species. And joining us on the live line to talk more about this is Mackenzie Wallachek, spokesperson for the Lake St. Clair Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area. And thank you for being with us. Can you tell us what kinds of invasive species are being found in Southeast Michigan?
Hi, yes. Thank you for having us on today. The amount of invasive species in Southeast Michigan is vast. We have over 400 invasive species in the state of Michigan. And right now, the CIPA is prioritizing on preventing the spread of watchlist species, which are invasive species that have either not been yet found in the wild of Michigan or have been found but in very low numbers. It's really great to prioritize species that have not yet gotten here or have recently arrived in Michigan, because that is our best chance to eradicate them. Once species have become established, such as Phragmites, which grow along roadsides and in wetland areas, it became much more difficult to eradicate those species due to the amount of resources that they take.
People may not realize, but this is a big problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is a big problem for our natural areas, agricultural areas, and then in addition to our natural areas, these invasive species impact human health and also cause major degradation to our infrastructure, such as road shoulders, building, and other infrastructures that we have to maintain and keep usable for the public.
So this is an international effort. So tell us a little bit about how big this problem is, not only in Michigan, but around the world.
Yes, invasive species around the world do have many, many detrimental impacts, especially in isolated areas such as islands. Those closed-off ecosystems can be very rapidly degraded when a new species, whether it's a plant, animal, or pathogen, such as a disease or pest, enters into that new ecosystem. If there isn't the infrastructure set up to address these, it can quickly dismantle a whole food web.
So some people may think that this is an issue just for state and local officials to be concerned about and don't think much about it, but really the public can help as well, right?
Yes, the public can help in many ways. A really great way is just decontaminating your equipment. So if you are walking out in natural areas or biking, hiking, four-wheeling, cleaning off the wheels of your equipment, your shoes, of any debris, sediment, or seeds can help drastically reduce how these species spread. Oftentimes, humans are the number one vector of spreading for these invasive species. Another great way to help is to report any invasive species infestations, and a great way to do that is through the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network. It's a free app and a free website that you can download and just say where you've seen the invasive species and include a photo, and then it contacts your local resources about where those invasive species are.
There's also a series of free webinars designed to provide more information about invasive species and prevention and management. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so National Invasive Species Awareness Week put down a free webinar every day this week, Monday through Friday, and they range in a vast different amount of topics. So today's webinar is about invasive species management priorities and opportunities for the Biden-Harris administration and members of the 117th Congress. Other series this week include updates from the federal agencies in the United States, aquatic nuisance priorities, different science and policies, and then how to get funding to do some of that work.
And where can people find those?
All of those webinars are free and open to the public, and they can be found at nisaw.org, and that stands for National Invasive Species Awareness Week.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking to Mackenzie Walachek, spokesperson for the Lake St. Clair Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.